its printout was limited in vocabulary, probably limited in many other ways. In any case, limited. And being in touch with the spirits themselves, there's a difficulty. There's a transcendental mystery. Who are the spirits? What are they? What do they consist of? They're plural. The Elohim in Hebrew. They could be, there are ancestors. If healing is needed, a healing ancestor's spirit surfaces, such as Asclepius. What he's working out is a superior transduction system. The transcendental mystery is the nature of these spirits. Who, what, and where, when, and so on. And as it develops, they have a purpose of their own. Like the using the I Ching to answer, no matter what questions you ask, it begins to shape you along certain lines. It lines it, which is really they want you shaped along. Likewise, no matter what transduction system is used, there is a shaping, an educating. It is a tutorial thing. It is a teaching instrument. And what it does to you is develop you along the lines best for you. Or if it has a grand social purpose. One of the great plots in the novel Vala System A is the I Ching, more properly the spirits that animated it, are going to overthrow the Nazi tyranny, because they overthrow tyrannies. They are not only educating individuals and improving them, they are educating society and improving it. One way is a slow, gentle, persistent activity against oppression and tyranny. The transduction system is divided into two halves. Turns out this has to be the way, like with the I Ching. One half is your question in your head, the other half is the book of the lines. Nobody in seeing you, sort of the stalks or the coins, and reading the line, could read the line and tell what the question was. Not really. It's a kind of code then. Half is in your head, half is in the book. You can see one half, unless you see the other half. You have nothing. You can sit right in front of your oppressor and use it. He can't tell what you're obtaining.